Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Michael Anthony Ingram, and I'd like to welcome you to Give Me Something to Believe In, a spiritual poetry program here on Blog Talk Radio that's brought to you by the DC Poetry Project. The focus of the program is to discuss and or disseminate information about what we have inside ourselves that keeps us going. And as we know, due to the daily hustle and bustle of our lives, we often seek tangible ways to connect more deeply with our souls. Writing, sharing, or reading, or reciting poetry can provide a valuable source of spiritual support and encouragement. Poems that focus on reflection, poems that focus on motivation, poems that focus on confronting those things in our lives that may potentially shake us up a little bit, but hopefully stir us on to greater self-empowerment. One of the things that I like about this show is that it's open to all faiths and beliefs. Whether you, quote, believe or not, there is potentially something that you do value. It could be the beauty of trees, the beauty of the grass, the beauty of the leaves. There may be something that you may value that is beyond yourself. So again, welcome to the Give Me Something to Believe In program. As we wait on callers to sign in, I'd like to say again, our number is 646-716-8754. The lines are open, so you are available to call in. You can call in as well as to tweet us and share your thoughts. So again, this is Give Me Something to Believe In, and we'll be right back. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram, to Give Me Something to Believe In. What I'd like to do is to start out by reciting a piece that I find to be quite healing for me from a motivational perspective. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about, but he might have won if he'd stuck it out. So don't give up. Though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem their worst that you must not quit. I like that. I think that's a beautiful piece to start off the show with. And hopefully, as we talk about the importance of motivation in our lives to keep things going, that spur us in terms of our own inspiration, we can foster our growth and development. Another piece that I really, really like is a poem by a woman. Her name is, I love this piece and I want to make it correct. Hold on 1 second here. call the old violin the touch of the master's hand. The touch of a master's hand. And I want to make sure that it's right. And the person who wrote the particular piece, her name is Myra Brooks Welch. And I think the piece was written in 1921. I wanted to pay due respect to this because it's such a powerful piece of poetry. It's called The Old Violin. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good people?" he cried. "Who starts the bidding for me? $1, $1, do I hear two? $2, who will make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three." But no. From the room far back, a gray-bearded man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet, as sweet as the angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What now am I bid for this old violin?" as he held it aloft with his bow. "1,000, 1,000, do I hear two? 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice, going, going, gone," said he. The audience cheered, but some of them cried. "We just don't understand. What changed is worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with a life out of tune, all battered and bruised with hardship, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that it wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Again, it's by Myra Brooks Welch, and I think it was written in 1921 or 22. I took that pause there because I wanted to be sure that I had Miss Welch's name correct so that we can continue this journey. The Old Violin. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Poet, and he was born in 1320, around 1320, and he lived to around 1389, and he is the most beloved poet of Persia. His poems are collected into a book where he's estimated to have written over 5,000 poems, and only of which 500 to 700 have survived. So what I'd like to do is to read from the gift Poems by Hafiz, the great Sufi master, and the poems were translated by Daniel Ladinsky. This is called A Root in Each Act and Creature. The sun's eyes are painting fields again. Its lashes with expert strokes are sweeping across the land. A great palette of life has embraced this earth. Hafiz is just a little clay and water mixed in his bowl can yield such exquisite scents and sights and music and whirling forms. What unspeakable wonders must await with the commencement of unfolding of the infinite number of petals that are the soul? What excitement will renew your body when we all begin to see that his heart resides in everything? God has a root in each act and creature that he draws his mysterious divine life from. His eyes are painting fields again. Here's another by Hafiz. We are often in battle, so often defending every side of the fort. It may seem all alone. Sit down, my dear. Take a few deep breaths. Think about a loyal friend. Where is your music, your pet, a brush? Surely one who has lasted as long as you knows some avenue or place inside that can give a sweet respite. If you cannot slay your panic, then say within as convincingly as you can, it is all God's will. Now pick up your life again. If whatever is out there come charging in, laugh and spit into the air. There could be holy fallout. Throw those ladders like tiny matchsticks with just phantoms upon them who might be trying to scale your heart. Your love has an eloquent tone. The sky and I want to hear it. If you feel helpless, give our battle cry again. Hafiz has shouted it a myriad of times. It is all the beloved's will. What is the luminous rain I see all around you in the future, sweeping in from the east plain? It looks like holy fallout, filling your mouth and palms with joy. Hafiz. And one last one, and I'll come back to Hafiz later in the show, again as we wait on others to call in. For God to make love, for the divine alchemy to work, the picture needs still a cup. Why? Ask Hafiz to say, anything more about you, your most vital requirement. Wow. The old violin, followed by three pieces by Hafiz, and we'll be right back. Michael Anthony Ingram, would like to welcome you to the Give Me Something to Believe In broadcast today. The number is 646-716-8754. And I'd like to share a piece called God Hug Me Today. And it's one that I've shared in many different places. It's important to me for a number of different reasons, and hopefully it gives you a sense of uplift as well. God hug me today. God hug me today. I did not ask him to do it, yet he did it anyway. He held me in the warmth of his arms, and during that instant, the world changed. My heart opened up to receive the magnitude of his blessings, and at that moment I knew all was right. All was good. All was God. God talked to me today. I did not ask him to do it, yet he did it anyway. He opened his mouth, and during that instant, the conditions in which I live changed. His soothing words calmed the troubled waters of my weary, weary soul. And at that moment, I knew all was right. All was good. All was God. God walked with me today. I did not ask him to do it, yet he did it anyway. He took my hand, and during that instant, the ground beneath me changed. The rough stones of despair that had cut and bruised my feet throughout my life turned to billowy clouds of hope, of dreams, of peace. And at that moment, I knew all was right, all was good, all was God. God cried with me today. I did not ask him to do it, yet he did it anyway. He knelt down beside me, and during that instant, the air I breathed changed. As each precious teardrop touched my body, I was healed of all pain and all sadness. And at that moment, I knew all was right, all was good, all was God. God loved me today. I did not ask him to do it, yet he did it anyway. And during that instant, my life changed. He had allowed his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for my sins, and I realized his love for me was greater than any love I would ever know. And at that moment, I knew all was right, all was good, all was God. That goes back to the premise of today's show. The importance of finding those pieces inside yourself that provide you with a connection to a higher power, to a spirit or nature that brings a sense of solace, that brings a sense of comfort, that brings a sense of awareness, that brings an opportunity for you to stretch your imagination, to take a chance, to follow your dreams to wherever the journey leads. So again, the purpose of this episode, of this program, this monthly program, is to provide a forum for people to share and to talk about their beliefs. Beliefs are different, but all beliefs are valid. So again, welcome to the show. Again, sponsored by the DC Poetry Project. I believe we do have a caller here. I think a couple of callers, actually. I'd like to bring them on. So hold on 1 second, and we'll do that. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Hello, Gary. How are you today?
I'm good. Good.
Well, great. Great to have you with us. Got another caller who just left the air. So, it's good to hear your voice, Gary, as always.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. Likewise. Likewise.
All right. Would you like to share a couple of pieces? Would you like me to continue for a couple of minutes until you get situated?
Well, yeah, I'll share.
Okay, please, thank you. Gary on the microphone from Alabama.
You bring your other call in? I thought you were bringing your other call in.
Excuse me?
I thought you was bringing your other caller in.
The other caller, they decided to leave the air.
Call on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I thought you, never mind. Okay, I'm ready. Hello?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, this piece is called Masterpiece. The world is a canvas on which I write to create pieces from my master's creation. With a sharp imagination, no subjects barred. As I think, I pen my point and brush paint my ink. I dip my brush into the sun burning oracles, and I paint rays of sunshine bright and blazing, cascading waterfalls flowing so freely into the river's depth. My ink is deep, a cool fire, grateful works of art that's shivering and amazing. I paint invisible thoughts that even the blind ponder, inspired by the earth's seven natural wonders, like the highest mountain in the snowy Alps, flashy lightnings and roaring thunder. My mind and my pen, where God is joined, let no man put asunder, for I am a masterpiece. As Jehovah breathes, dries the ink on my canvas, I paint the wind to help the eagle soar, the rain for the echoes, the lion's roar. I paint the desert storms and the quiet sandy beaches, the footprints left behind in their intimate kisses. I dip into the milky white galaxy to paint the moon full and the stars to make up the Big Dipper. By you, him, Jehovah, I paint illuminous rings around Saturn, and my pen paint the silhouette of an ebony princess carrying my child. And barrels and barrels and barrels of beautiful smiles. for the faces of lonely grandparents in nursing homes, abused little girls and sad fatherless boys. I ink abstract arts with words able to penetrate concrete minds with painting pictures of sheer peace, love, and joy. My brush is filled with encouragement and healing, metaphors and similar to the innocence of infants on Similac. From the innocence, essence of my soul, I paint my heartbeats of pain, laughter, dreams, and fears, and the strength and the courage that sometimes I lack. Jehovah Shalom, take over, because right now I need my master's peace. I'm a masterpiece, and by him I snap Instagrams, vivid photographs that contain the memories of years past, conversation of loved ones resting in glory. My pen paints the history of our ancestors to continue to tell their stories. I don't paint for likes or to be liked, for in his image I was created, a piece of my master, Emmanuel's workmanship. I am his poem. Blessed that he chose me to paint. There's reason enough for me to like. And from my mind, I simply paint my strides, that I may be one of the greatest poets that never died. For in him, my masterpiece, his son, Jesus Christ, I will forever live, for I am my master's piece.
Oh, it's beautiful, Gary. It's beautiful. That reminds me of the piece that I recited earlier in the show, and I'm sure you've heard me share it before, about the old violin and the master, being the master. That's just beautiful, man. That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Talk about your inspiration in terms of that masterpiece that you talked about. How did you craft that piece?
I wrote that in July 19, 2011, and I don't really know what inspired me to write that. I probably just the setting and just, I really can't, just because I wrote it so long ago that I don't really, but I did know I read this piece to a person at work, and then I let them read it, and they said, you read this backwards. They read it backwards, and it said it made just as much sense as it did reading it forward, and I did that. I was like, wow. So I was just amazed at what God had done, you know, because that when I didn't even try to do that or think that, but and it sure did.
Why not share it? Share it now backwards. I think that'd be nice, so we can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am my master's piece. I will forever live. Jesus Christ, his son, my masterpiece, for in him that I am the greatest poet that never died. And from my mind, I simply paint my strides. And there's reason enough for me to like. I'm blessed he chose me to paint. Emmanuel's workmanship, his poem, a piece of my master. For in his image I was created. Now, I don't paint for likes or to be liked. And to continue to tell their story, my pen paints the history of our ancestors and conversation of loved ones resting in glories. Vivid photographs that contain the memories of years past. I am a masterpiece, and by him I snap Instagrams. Jehovah Shalom, take over, because right now I need my master's peace. And the strength and the courage sometimes I lack, of the pain, the laughter, and fears, dreams and fears, from the essence of my soul, I paint my heartbeats. Metaphors and similar to the innocence of infants on Similac, my brush is filled with encouragement and healing. With painted pictures of peace, love, and sheer joy, I ink abstract art with words able to penetrate concrete minds, like those abused little girls and sad fatherless boys, for the faces of a lonely grandparents in nursing homes, and barrels and barrels of beautiful smiles. My pen paints the silhouettes of an ebony princess carrying my child. I painted luminous rings around Saturn and the stars that make up the Big Dipper. And to paint the moon full, I dipped into the Milky White galaxy. The footprints left behind in their intimate kisses, I paint the desert storms and quiet sandy beaches. I paint the rainforest that echoes the lion's roar. I paint the wind that helps the eagle soar. As Jehovah's breath dries the ink on my canvas, what God has joined, let no man put asunder. For I am my masterpiece, my mind and my pen. The flashy lightning, the roaring thunder, and the highest mountain in the snowy Alps, inspired by the heavens Earth's seven natural wonders. I paint invincible thought that even the blind ponder. Grateful works of art, shivering, amazing. My ink is deep, a cool fire. So freely into the rivers, that float so freely into the river's depth, cascade of waterfalls flowing. I paint rays of sunshine that's bright and blazing. I dip my brush into the sun, burning oracles, and as I think, I pen my point and brush paint my ink. With sharp imagination, no subject is barred, to create pieces from my master creation. The world is a canvas on which I write. That's it.
Wow. I mean, like the person shared with you, either way, it's fantastic. That's a phenomenal work. I mean, it flows either way, Gary.
Yes, I know. I didn't realize that until I let the lady at work read it. She read it, and she said that. When she said that, I was like, wow. That's why I just know that was nothing but God, because I did not purposely do that. You know, I wasn't even aware of it until she brought it to my attention.
Wow, and actually, reading it from the bottom up from like that, I think, honestly, maybe because I heard both of them, because that one was so different in a sense that it resonated with me more somehow, I don't know. Because it was like the ending, but it was also the beginning. I don't know, it was just something, something magical about the second one that resonated with me personally. They both did. But maybe because I knew that you could do that, you know what I'm saying? It just made it different, man. It really did. Beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, as I've said to you so many times over the course of the last 30 weeks, you are an extremely, extremely powerful poet. And your words, God has given you a gift, Gary.
Yeah, I do believe that from the bottom of my heart. And I do, and I try to express it and embrace it and honor him. With that, because like I said, I do realize that it is a gift from him, and I thank him for it every day. Because, I mean, sometimes I just begin to start to write, and I just be amazed at how it turned out, you know, just the thought it finally. So that right there is just confirmation of me that it's just nothing but God and the Holy Spirit working within, you know. So
I agree.
Him all the honor,
all the glory, I understand. We're just going to take a short little break here, Gary. You know how we do. And we'll come right back, okay? The number is 646-716-8754 if you'd like to call in here. I'm here with Gary, my right-hand man. So call in and join us. And if not, we're going to carry this thing on out, Gary, just you and I, like we've done in the past.
Okay.
Maybe that's how it's supposed
okay.
to be.
Okay, I may have to. Okay, so.
Well, if you've got to dip out, that's fine.
I'm waiting on you to break. I didn't want to talk during the intermission. But, yeah, I'm waiting on somebody.
Okay.
I got to go meet. So as soon as they call,
right,
I have to leave. But I'll stay with you until they call, though.
Okay, that's fantastic. I appreciate that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Get a little break, I hope. Here, Give Me Something to Believe In, poems about life, poems about inspiration, poems about motivation. I'm here with Gary as we're sharing pieces. Gary, do you have another one you'd like to share before you have to go?
Yeah, sure. This piece is called Living Water. Living Water. Deep within the bowels of mankind, struggling to survive inside the belly of the beast, a cold, vast, dark wasteland, peppered with filthy vile and shameless evil and insane violence, a far cry from a land flowing with milk and honey. Lost cardinal creatures lurks about, on with Michael. Michael.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. This is my call. I got to hold on a minute. Okay, I'll finish it. Just hold
okay.
on a minute.
All right. All right.
Okay. Then I'll be right there in a minute. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Michael.
Yes,
okay,
I'm here.
I'll finish, all right. And then I got to go.
Okay. All right, but.
I'm sorry. I just, okay, want me to start all over?
Yeah, that'd be nice if you can, yeah.
Okay. Deep within the bowels of mankind, struggling to survive inside the belly of the beast, a cold, vast, dark wasteland, peppered with filthy vile, shameless evil, and insane violence, a far cry from a land flowing with milk and honey. Lost cardinal creatures lurks about, armed with unanswered prayers and questions, creating more doubt. Orthodox saints on a mission to discover their purpose, never really realizing their God-given gifts. Confused Gentiles desperately searching for understanding, anxiously yearn to be filled with knowledge and wisdom. Weary of asking, seeking, and knocking, for desire to fulfill the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, content to be conformed to immortal worldly ways, while busy listening to the father of all lies. No determination, no ambition, no motivation, no renewing of the mind, no transformation. Striving to coexist in a not-so-righteous society, surrounded by religious-looking believers, starving spirits with an insatiable appetite for sin, hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Do they not know that it's written, come, and let him that thirsts come, and whoever will take the water of life, whoever will take the water of life freely, for whoever believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Sailing on streams polluted with sordid tainting unpleasantries, silently thinking, I'll come to shore when I get right. Imagine trying to clean a fish before catching it, or a blind person attempting to extinguish darkness from light. Even worse, a spiritually hydrated soul hoping their time don't elapse before they are born again and baptized in symbolic waters to be instantly flooded with living waters, generously supplying infinite knowledge and sound wisdom, powerful words of understanding, quickened by the living word that walked on troubled water and calmed the angry sea. Regurgitated from the belly of the beast, a dead fish revived on a quest to become fisher of men now. From whence his belly now flows rivers of living waters, straight from the heart of the Lamb in the midst of the throne, that will shepherd and lead all that believes beside green pastures and still waters to a living fountain of divine crystal clear waters. Now I ask, who's thirsty?
Oh, you know, we're going to be thirsty for more because our show will be on Wednesday night, hopefully. So, again, go. Be safe out there, man. Thanks so much for calling
in. Thank you, Michael. I'm sorry, but I can't continue. But I got
another
engagement.
Right,
but you understand. I thank you. But
great
show,
I
man.
Of
and I see you Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Take care, buddy. All right, now. Be safe.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. What we'd like to do is to continue this journey. Again, there's opportunities to call in. You know, I don't mind carrying the show by myself because I believe that it's an important topic. And we'll continue to discuss these issues as long as we can. There's another person on the air line. Let's see whether this person would like to talk or not. Hold on 1 second. Area code 804, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, it's Kim. How are you?
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, great, great. Did you call to share some poetry?
I do have something today.
Oh, fantastic. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Are you ready? I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's
yes,
called Mystery.
Yes, I'm ready.
Time stopped. Our eyes met, and I saw my life with you. I have seen you twice before. Will I see you again? Are you ever to return, or were you an angel of hope? You have my emotions wrung out like old laundry on a rope. Will I be able to speak the next time we meet or once again be silent? Only time will tell. Until then, my mind will wander and my eyes will scour the earth. The end.
Would you share that one more time?
Yes. Time stopped, and our eyes met. And I saw my life with you. I have seen you twice before. Will I see you again? Are you ever to return, or were you an angel of hope? You have my emotions wrung out like old laundry on a rope. Will I be able to speak the next time we meet, or once again be silent? Only time will tell. Until then, my eyes will wander, and until then, my mind will wander, and my eyes will scour the earth.
What was your inspiration for that? It's beautiful. What was your inspiration?
I saw somebody in a store, and then I hadn't seen that person in a long time. Then he walked into the store where I worked at, and that was the last time that I saw him. And that's pretty much what inspired that.
Mm-hmm. So that meeting inspired you. It gave you motivation.
Pretty much.
Am I correct? Pretty much?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just sitting here just kind of processing some of the poems that we've heard today, things that people have shared so far, you know, just how important life is and how important people are to us, especially when we meet people that we've not had an opportunity to see in a very long period of time.
Right.
What do you believe in? Kimberly.
What do I believe in?
The title of this show is, to give me something to believe in. What do you believe in that keeps you going? And I'll share my belief as well.
Okay. I believe in Jesus, and I believe in God and love and just being kind to people, because you never know what that person's going through, and you never know who you're meeting, because you have to be careful. Because you could be entertaining angels and you don't know that you are.
Yes, I agree with that. That is so true. You may not know. They could be angels. They really could be. I've always believed that. To treat people with respect and dignity and integrity, value and equality, because you just don't know. You just don't know. Here's a piece of poetry by Hafiz. Again, this poet who's a... lived between 1320 and 1389. It's called God's Bucket. If this world was not held in God's bucket, how could an ocean stand upside down on its head and never lose a drop? If your life was not contained in God's cup, how could you be so brave and laugh and dance in the face of death? There is a private chamber in the soul that knows a great secret, of which no tongue can speak. Your existence, my dear, oh my dear, has been sealed and marked, too sacred by the beloved to ever end. Indeed, God has written 1,000 promises all over your heart that say, life, life, life is far too sacred to ever end. Yeah, God's bucket. How could an ocean stand upside down on its head and never lose a drop? It's a very, very powerful line to me.
Yes.
Do you have any other pieces?
I do not, and I'm going to have to head out in a few minutes here. Got something else planned for tonight.
All right. Well, look. Go ahead and head out. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you did. I always like hearing your voice and your poetry. And we'll be back on the air next Wednesday night. And if you have an opportunity to join us, please do. All right?
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. All right. That was Kim. Called in to share her beautiful work as she always does. What I'd like to do, we'll take another little break and we'll come right back with Give Me Something to Believe In. I like this show. I'd like to recite a piece by Amanda Bradley. It's called Follow Your Dream. Follow your dream. Take one step at a time and don't settle for less. Just continue to climb. Follow your dream. If you stumble, don't stop and lose sight of your goal. Press to the top. For only on top can we see the whole view. Can we see what we've done and what we can do? Can we then have the vision to seek something new? Press on. Follow your dream. That was Amanda Bradley. In this particular program, I like to recite and share poems, and hopefully as people call in, poems, again, that inspire, that provide opportunities to focus on truly what's important, to leave the pettiness alone, to truly have something that you can believe in that keeps you going, because life is tough, or can be tough, for a number of different reasons. And it can be tough when you take the road not taken. And this is by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler long I stood. And looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that passing there had warned them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how ways lead to way. I doubted if I should ever come back. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. By Robert Frost, is probably one of the most famous poems of all time. As you think about the ability to take that road less traveled, to find out where the road will lead when you don't know what the future will entail, that's very difficult. That's finding that strength to say, hey, I've got to find something to believe in that's going to keep me going. And Donna Levine made the statement, or she, her poem is titled, You Can Be Whatever You Want to Be. There is inside you all of the potential to be whatever you want to be, all of the energy to do whatever you want to do. Imagine yourself as you would like to be, doing what you want to do, and each day take one step towards your dream. And though at times it may seem too difficult to continue, hold on to your dream. One morning you will find, as you awake, that you are the person you dreamed of, doing what you wanted to do, simply because you had the courage to believe in your potential and to hold on to your dream. Very nice poem. You know, C.W. Longenecker, he wrote a piece titled The Victor. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but you think you can't, it's almost a cinch, you won't. If you think you lose, you're lost. For out in the world we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think that you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Very powerful work. You know, as I think about life, and I think about, again, Hafiz and his works, again, being so, so powerful, I'd like to recite one that I think just encapsulates this show. It's called The Mountain Got Tired of Sitting. The sun won a beauty contest and became a jewel set upon God's right hand. The earth agreed to be a toe ring on the beloved's foot and has never regretted its decision. The mountains got tired of sitting amongst a sleeping audience and are now stretching their arms toward the roof. The clouds gave my soul an idea, so I pawned my gills and rose like a winged diamond, ever trying to be near. More love like you. The mountain got tired of sitting amongst the snoring crowd inside of me and rose like a ripe sun into my eye. My soul gave my heart a brilliant idea. So, rising like a winged diamond, I hit the sky. Hafiz, the mountain got tired of sitting. This is Give Me Something to Believe In, a show dedicated to ensuring that we share the importance of writing poetry, reading poetry that provides a source of spiritual support and or encouragement. Poems, again, about beliefs that share insight into the power and connection with the higher power, spirit or nature. Poems that confront, as I said earlier, that may potentially shake you up and hopefully will still stir you on to greater self-empowerment. Poems that tip your life inspiration into action and foster growth and development. Poems that inspire, that encourage you to take that chance, to take that road less traveled, to experiment with your way of being, because you recognize that, hey, in this life, in this time in which we live, I need to find something to keep me going, to keep me continuing on this journey, sometimes a very, very difficult life journey, but something that keeps me moving to a different level of elevation, to a different plane of understanding. These are all important as we move, I believe, as we move through this world. Here in Washington, D.C., it's thundering. And where I come from in Highport, North Carolina, when it starts to thunder and lightning, it means that God is doing his work, and you do not need to be on the phone, on the internet, watching TV. You need to be resting and allow God to do his work. So what I'm going to do is to let us rest. We're going to close out. Let God do his work, and we'll see you next week on The Power of Poetics on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to rest. I'm going to allow God to do his work. Have a great evening.